our studios. Carol Schuler is in with us today, so it's time for Relay for Life. How are you this morning?
Great. Thanks, Jim.
Good. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate you doing that.
You're welcome.
It's getting down to the, right to the tail end here, isn't it? You're not too far away.
We're not too far away. We've got a couple of weeks yet to go, so we want to just take the opportunity to invite the entire community to participate.
Yeah. How much planning has gone into from last year's end to right now?
We meet like once a month, and then as we get closer to time, we meet every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the journey over time? How long have you been doing Relay for Life?
This is our 23rd year.
How much has it changed from day one to now?
Oh, it's a dramatic change. We used to start out and walk around the track and have big teams, and that's all changed. Now we are inside, helps with the weather, of course, but also most of our area goes toward survivors. We want to celebrate those survivors, so we invite all survivors to come, make it as comfortable as possible for them, and keep the consensus. We like to raise funds, of course, but we also want to educate the community.
Yeah, there are multiple components to a Relay for Life event, and that's no different here in Cass County as well. What's been done so far to get to this point? Is the organization, everything all done? You've got teams lined up and people organized. You've got luminaries, but there's all time for more of all that stuff, right?
Yes, there is. Luminaries, we are still encouraging people. They can buy luminaries right up to the moment that the luminaries start. The survivors will have a walk around the track at the YMCA, the upper track, and we will place those luminaries around the outside edge and read off the names in honor or memory of our loved ones. Yes, we've done a lot of work till now, but most of it accumulates and comes down to there's a full meal at that day, and the community, we want them to come out and celebrate. There's games, there's activities, there's quiet moments, but there's also a lot of fun to be had.
Well, yeah, that's if there isn't, no one's going to show up.
That's right.
A cause is a cause, but we all want to have fun while doing something good, too, right?
That's right. We've got games put up in the back gym for kids. Mm-hmm. We're hoping kids and young kids or old kids, young at heart, will come and play putt-putt golf. We'll jump on the trampolines. We'll jump in the bounce houses and just play some of the fun games that are right there.
Yeah, it's an event that, well, and it's not... Oh, gosh, I was thinking, wasn't it like a 12-hour or an 8-hour or a 6-hour, some lengthy event like that? Well, you're going to lose folks over that long period of time, and some are, they'll stick with it, but not everyone. So you want to make this an opportunity for folks to come out a reasonable amount of time to have some fun. If the kids are involved, that's great. Mm-hmm. But they have limited attention spans, too.
They do, so just like our adults, though, too. Yeah.
A little bit. Hey, can you talk a little bit about the education component of Relay for Life? Because, you know, you talk about having the youngsters involved, too. Educating adults is one thing. Educating young children is another thing. Are they a part of that education process?
They are a part. We've got a lot of just information as you go through those games that the kids can pick up on. Just little tidbits. Don't smoke, you know. Stay healthy. Keep an active and healthy lifestyle. And just things that make you want to be a survivor in this world. And right now, you know, we see people passing away or maybe even extending their life a little bit because they have those healthy lifestyles. So kids are a very important part. We start educating them in the schools and on the television right now. They see it all the time.
Well, the fact that we see more survivors these days means we're doing a good job educating. Folks are more aware of some of the things to look for, some of the signs, what to do if it ever happens.
That's
where you have to deal with it. You know, Relay for Life is an important part of that, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And we do feel like Relay for Life brings together the survivors so that they can pat each other on the back and congratulate each other, and then the community can do the same thing. I often feel I can't do anything for a survivor. I'm not a doctor. I can't cure and I can't fix. But sometimes our community needs a way just to give them a hug.
Is that a sign we're making progress?
I think so. I think we're making progress. And also, we are finding cancer sooner. And the sooner you find and detect your cancer, the better off your outcome can be.
Yeah, in a perfect world, it would be great if it were as simple as like turning a key. We go from, oh no, it's a death sentence, to, hey, we can cure this now. But that's not real life.
No, our research makes progress, yes.
Yeah, but we're seeing the mere fact that we see more and more cancer survivors mm-hmm. should tell us something.
And that they're living that much longer.
And living quality lives.
Quality lives, yes.
Yeah, not just treatment to treatment. They're actually being able to do things, enjoy their families, enjoy things that they like to do. And speaking of things to do, You can get in still and get involved in Relay for Life. It's not too late.
It's absolutely not too late.
But for the teams and the folks that have been involved for quite a while, they've had actually quite a few events already to raise funds.
Right. A lot of our teams start raising funds the day after Relay for Life. So they have come up with, like our tractor drive is coming up next, this Saturday, June 10th. Tammy Jens and her quilters put together a tractor drive, and people that love tractors show up and they ride around the community, and lots of them have signs that educate people about cancer, that type of thing, or they're riding in lieu of a loved one that maybe can't be there.
Mm-hmm. If nothing else, it's just a reminder to folks that something important is happening.
Absolutely, and it's really fun to watch.
It's very interesting. You'd think, yes, a tractor is a tractor if you're not familiar, but you'll see all kinds of sizes, shapes, and colors.
Absolutely, it's
check
fun.
Check that out, you,
yes,
bet. And also, you mentioned to me before we got on the air here this morning that with the regular weekly produce in the park, yes, events on Thursday night, you guys are active there as well.
We are. Our committee actually has a team, and we put together a raffle item with the help of Brown Shoe Fit, Capital's Ace Hardwood, Hardware, Baldwin Supply, and Thrivent. And they have purchased a Walking Toward a Cure basket, I guess you'd call it, and we're selling raffle tickets at Produce in the Park and at Brown's in between Thursday nights.
Okay, so they can pick those up, relatively inexpensive, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
And you can check that out. Look for that when you head down to Produce in the Park. Fingers crossed the weather is awesome again this week, and we get a good opportunity again for that. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen from here on out. You're just about, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks or so, about 2 weeks,
mm-hmm,
out.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens between now and then? Is it crunch time, or is this the fun time?
Well, it's kind of the fun time. We go through the Y. It's being held at the YMCA from noon to 3 on June 25th, and we set up tables, we put up games, we do things, we figure out how the survivors can get to the track. There is an elevator as well as a stair. So it's kind of the fun time. You know, it comes down to we might as well enjoy this because it is an opportunity to meet and get together with friends.
All right. And if folks still want to be involved, again, there are different ways to do that. The luminaries, how would they go about purchasing those?
Jody Christofferson is our luminary chair, but they can absolutely send to her luminary just a name and a donation. We said suggest a donation of $10, or you can just show up at Relay and give us that, and we will read that name off both at Relay and again at the Winter Walk in Anita. So, you know, we try to extend this out so people really do remember those survivors or those ones we've lost.
You bet. And it's been successful. It continues to be, mm-hmm, successful, right?
It does. We have fewer teams but more survivors. We, you know, we have more community, and so it is a wonderful way to celebrate.
You bet. And the money that's raised goes to the effort.
That's, yeah, right. Goes to the American Cancer Society.
Yep, for all of the things that they do, research and involvement in trying to figure out how we make more cancer survivors.
That's right.
Or none at all. Maybe we just eliminate the whole,
yay,
thing.
That, you know,
wouldn't
be great.
That be awesome?
Yes.
All right. Well, if anyone would like to know more, how can they find out more about the Cass County Relay for Life effort?
Well, they can call me, Carol Schuler, 243-4701. The YMCA has information going out to all their Y members. I'm speaking at Kiwanis today. And listen to the radio, of course. We have little blips about it all the time from our cancer honorary cancer survivors.
You bet. And that's a thing that's important about that, too. There was a time when folks really didn't want to talk much about it. And I'm sure you've run into some survivors like that. Everyone feels differently about their experience and how much they want to share. But it seems like people are much more open about sharing their experiences with others because they understand it might help someone else.
That's right. That talking to one another does open that door. And if I'm a cancer survivor, I certainly want to help somebody else get through it.
Absolutely. Very good. That's part of the success story.
It is.
Great. Very good. Well, the event, again, coming up the Sunday. It'll be on Sunday, June 25th, and that'll be at the Atlantic YMCA facility, noon to 3. Fun, games, food, it says here.
Absolutely.
On the program. We like all of those things. 1 o'clock Survivor program. They'll have the Survivor Lap at 1:30. It's all an incredible experience. If you've never been out to experience that, check that out, especially if you have a loved one. And it's likely that you do. A friend or a relative who perhaps has gone through or is going through some sort of treatment. And you'll learn a little bit more and be able to probably make a few friends along the way, too.
Perfect.
Very good. Carol Schuler, thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
You betcha.